Welcome back. And as Molly Haynes from Greyhound Racing Victoria told us, we're only a couple of weeks away from some feature racing, including the Australian Cup. Well, for harness racing fans, you don't have to wait weeks, it's days. AG Hunter Cup just around the corner, and our harness racing team here on 11:16 SEN, Cody Winnell and Michael Howard, are in fact at the MCG tonight. They're not holding the race at the MCG, but they're at the G, where the Delray National AG Hunter Cup barrier draw was held. So let's go straight to the boys and find out that and all other big news in harness racing this week.
Yeah, g'day, Finey. We're coming to you tonight from the MCG, which is, we've just had the barrier draw function for the 2017 Delray National AG Hunter Cup. We've also obviously got the Pride's Easy Feed Great Southern Star, the VHRSC Derby, and more Group 1 races as well. A couple more on Saturday night. So all up, we've got five Group 1s, Michael. Saturday night, Tabcorp Park, Melton. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be enormous. We thought last Saturday was big, Finey, when we had the Victoria Derby, Victoria Cup, and it was enormous to see the Kiwis and how good they were, and look, they really took it up to the Vics. But I don't know, I feel like can there be a twist in the tail perhaps, and the Australians can maybe bite back. There's so many stories to unfold on Saturday night, Cody.
Well, it's before we get cracking here, what a backdrop we're looking down. We've got the sprinklers on here at the MCG, we've got the lights off at the moment, so it's fairly dark, but it's a wonderful setting, Mick. It's probably the best setting we've had so far recording this podcast.
Certainly a bit bizarre to have the MCG to ourselves almost, and it's looking a treat, and looks like it could be a good trots venue too, maybe. Oh, yeah. One day, Codes. You reckon we'll get a few trotters doing a few laps?
I reckon the crowds would love it. It's in the metro area of Melbourne, obviously, and if we could just, I'm not sure what the circumference would be, but it'd be a fairly tight track, but gee, it'd be a good coliseum.
A coliseum. But for now, look, we're talking Melton this Saturday night. 9:32 is the big Hunter Cup, Codes. We've seen the barrier draw. What impact did that have?
Massive impact, because the two horses that everyone wanted to talk about in the all-in-market stages of this race, Michael, were the two reigning two Inter-Dominion winners. So the 2015 champion, Lenny the Shark, and the 2016 Inter-Dominion champion in Smolder.
Feather in the Dale. It's just Feather in the Dale all over again, but it's in the trot size.
Exactly. And the market has reacted because they've both drawn the back line for Saturday night's AG Hunter Cup. Smolder's got barrier number 9 for the all-conquering Mark Purden camp. He drove 5 winners last weekend and was just sensational. He's going to be up against it in this race from gate number 9. Smolder, we know he's a warrior. He's going to have to be to overcome that draw. Even worse, though, is Lenny the Shark. He's drawn barrier 13. A tough barrier for Lenny to overcome. We did see Lenny last start getting back, Michael, to something like his best in the Ballarat Cup. As you quite rightly pointed out several times to me, he was taking ground out of Smolder late in the piece, and Lazarus as well. And Lazarus has certainly franked that form.
Yeah, no doubt at all. Look, Lenny, and the suggestion is from the Aiken camp. These are the trainers, and the son, Josh, but David's out at Avenel. Do a great job with Lenny, had super success, and Chris Elford, no doubt, resume on Lenny on Saturday night. They've got huge confidence that Lenny's improved from that Ballarat Cup win when he was so impressive. The Ballarat Cup third placing when he was so impressive. Mm. So, look, he's going to have to be very good, because 13 means he's going to be at the start out wide. I don't think he's got any choice than to just let them do their thing and him tag on the back or somewhere near and then wait for his opportunity.
Well, if you wind it back to December in the Inter-Dominion over in Perth, everyone was talking about Hector JJ being the horse to beat over there, and Lenny the Shark was right up there as well in the chances, and Smolder had sort of dropped off the map a little bit. Some were saying he wasn't going as well, and I don't think he was quite going as well through the heats, but come final night, gee, he switched it up a notch, and we saw what Smolder was capable of. But I guess the reason for me bringing that discussion up is Lenny the Shark, he actually had to pull out of the final, unfortunately. There were some question marks about just where Lenny was at. Would he ever get back to his best? Some going as far as to say, maybe he's just about nearing the end, of his career, but not at all, because he's come out in the Ballarat Cup. His run was enormous. And look, he's going to have to be... If he comes out and wins the Hunter Cup, Michael, from barrier 13, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, I'm not sure what status there is after Legend, because he's probably already notched up Legend status, but yep. he will climb again. I mean, the draw, Smolder's second row, but, it's 9. It's not too bad. We're talking about a big, long race here, and Smolder's going to have plenty of time to come out in 9, be, 3 or 4 back on the outside row, and just wait for his time. Mm. Lenny, we're talking about 6 or 7 back on the outside row. A lot of meterage behind to make up, and if we look outside of those two big two, there's Bling It On is one of their main rivals. It's shown that it's genuinely at that class. It's beaten Lenny twice. race last year when Lenny was going well. It's $4.60 drawn five.
Yeah, massive shortener in the market was Bling It On, that's for sure and certain. After the barrier draw, barrier five, Luke McCarthy, John McCarthy, that team can't be going much better at the moment. They are absolutely flying, and we did see Bling It On run a super third last Saturday night in the Victoria Cup. Lazarus spaced them, Major Crocker ran second, but Bling It On was a super performance to finish in third place. Mick, what about All Black Stride? That's another horse that's shortened right in the market. I think you can get about $9 or $10, and it's the stablemate of Bling It On from the John McCarthy team. So I might have mentioned Luke will drive Bling It On. I think he will, but at the moment he's down for All Black Stride as well.
And also at $15, the same as All Black Stride is guaranteed, which is going to be an interesting run because this is a horse that is a genuine Group 1 contender, but there's been... had a horrible stint that had got knocked up over him into Dominion, had to be withdrawn from that event, and this will be its first start since Perth. So, look, it's hard. This is a distance race, so it's hard to come out and perform. I would have thought over that long trip, but the Stewart stable, they know how to get them up.
They certainly do, and that's what gives me hope with Guaranteed. If I was following it, there are two reasons why I think you can't discount it. One is the fact it's trained by Emma Stewart down at Smythe's Creek, does a super job, and the other is that we know what Guaranteed's capable of. We know what he... Well, let me rephrase it. We know what he definitely was capable of. I'm not saying he isn't still capable of being a genuine top-line Group 1 performer. He certainly was that. Is he still that? That's the question. So I'm not potting him, but it will be very interesting to see. He hasn't raced since 25 November, so he's going into a Hunter Cup with a significant freshen up.
And I've got a third reason for you, Codes, but I think you're actually going to be able to give us a bit more light on it. Guaranteed's drawn eight. That's inside the back row. He's on the back of Yaya's Hotspot, which will start from barrier one with the emergency Adam Cartwright, who drew one, most likely not running unless there's a scratching.
Yep.
Yaya's Hotspot can potentially lead, hold the lead potentially. You'll tell us more. Guaranteed could be on its back and get an armchair right into the race.
100%, because if Adam Cartwright gets a start, that's detrimental to Guaranteed, because Adam Cartwright is not a quick beginner. Complete opposite for Yaya's Hotspot. Talking earlier tonight with Shane Tritton, leading Sydney trainer after the barrier draw, and he mentioned that Yaya's Hotspot would be attempting to hold the lead early, and once in front, was most likely going to stay there. And that's generally the way that the team Tritton up in New South Wales run their races. They put them in the race.
Not a stable backwards and coming forwards, I'd say.
Good call, Mick. Well put. They put them in the race. They give their horses a chance to win. And I think that's a super way to go about it. So Yaya's Hotspot, Mick, in some markets was as high as 200-1 just in the last 24 hours. Off the back of a really good barrier draw, you're getting $17 with the bookmakers now for Yaya's Hotspot. And that has trimmed in, I believe, Mick, since the barrier draw was announced earlier tonight.
Yeah, look, I think it may have opened up at 20s, was it? And into 21 into 17. So, yeah, certainly would have been nice to get some of that 200s, I'm sure.
It's definitely, it's got to be a chance.
Anything else you like? Look, I think Cruz Bromac at 18s is a little bit of value. I think this is a tough horse, but it's actually also super talented. It's drawn six, so it's a bit outside, but it can do a bit of work and find itself in there. Anything you like? Anything you think that...
I like all of them. They're all good horses, Mick. Cruz Bromac, definitely an up-and-comer at this level. Dean Braun doing a super job. We should mention that Dean's actually got two runners in the race. He's also got an outsider by the name of I'm Causing Terror. Whilst I'm Causing Terror will be big odds, it hasn't finished worse than second at its last five starts. It's a real warrior, a nine-year-old. So you've got to respect that. Hug the Wind is one that we haven't mentioned, Mick, that we really need to, from the all-conquering Barry Purden stable. Not Mark Purden, but Barry's, but Mark's brother Barry. And Michael Gurin, the Trots Juno, told me the other day, Barry has trained more winners in the Trots in New Zealand than anyone else in history. So you've got to respect Barry Purden's camp when he comes to town. Two runners at the weekend, I think, just gone for two wins.
Yep, won the first two, and then Mark proceeded to win, five soon after. So certainly the Kiwis were very prominent, and you certainly wouldn't rule them out. It's going to be a ripper. I'm not sure. Do we throw in a tip this far out? Personally, I don't know how you can go past Smolder. He's been so terrific of late. So if you're going to put the tip in and expect someone, I'd probably just take a cheapie on Smolder. But I still think Cruz Bromac's quite handy at 18s.
I'll just hold fire at this stage and have a bit more form study during the week. Mick, we better move on to the second race we're looking at here, the big Group 1s that we've done done the barrier draws tonight for. The Pride's Easy Feed, Great Southern Star, 2760. First time that this race has been run as a marathon, and it's worth $300,000, Mick. And we saw last year's runner-up draw barrier one, Glenferrie Typhoon. It returned to form last night in a fairly, you know, it was an okay race at Melton. It was a $10,000 race, but beat Save Our Pennies and Barefoot Sally, a couple of nice enough performers. But at this level, that's not necessarily the form you want going in, but we know Glenferrie Typhoon had lost a bit of confidence there, lost its way, and now it's back in winning form.
Yeah, look, this is the draw it probably needed. It's been confusing. We've been watching because we've been waiting for these trotters to step forward and to lay their mark on the summer, because especially because this race, $300,000, it's the richest race in Australasia, the Pride's Easy Feed, Great Southern Star. The stakes are huge. We want the Aussie horses flying. Glenferrie Typhoon did have its first start back in a while. It won, I'd say it won, it's a bit of soft race. It knocked off a little bit late. Still a couple of question marks. Is it up to this standard? Is it ready for this sort of standard of run? But when you draw the pole and you come second in this exact race last year, you've got the talent. The question is it ready?
$9 there. $3.50 second favourite drawn right alongside on Thunder Road. We've seen this horse come down from Sydney 2 weeks ago and win the Cochrane Trotters Cup at Ballarat, and that was a super performance beating Highgate. But then we saw a strange run last start, Michael, I thought, at the weekend in the Dullard Cup. Finished 10th. And look, it was tightened and it broke, so maybe there were some excuses. It was only beaten 8.5 metres.
The problem was a lack gate speed. It let the winner, Sunny Ruby, just knock it down, so it ended up three pegs back, and that was always going to be difficult from there. But look, I did speak to Darren Hancock last week ahead of that run. He said this Great Southern Star would suit it better. It wants a distance, it's a tough horse. Longer's better for it. So
does it want to lead? Because that's an interesting question. I mean, it may not get the choice because there's so much speed drawn around it. But I tell you what, Darren Hancock told me a couple of weeks ago, Mick, that this horse probably not as well suited leading as it is getting some cover.
And it led beautifully at Ballarat. But look, when you've got Maritime just outside it, Maritime is super fast out of the gate. So then it hasn't been going well. You keeps making mistakes, Maritime, and that's probably what reflected in its $31 price, because go back a couple of months and I reckon it would have been almost second favourite here. So there's certainly speed outside it, and we haven't even yet got the speeding spur. Number 5, the reigning champion, it's going to start the $1.80, the Kiwi. Look, I think it's had a minor leg injury throughout the last couple of months. There's been probably speculation that it won't come. In the last few weeks, that sort of turned, and then it ran brilliantly last week to almost win from a 55 metre handicap over the ditch, and now the connections are bringing it, drawn 5, and it'll start the $1.80 chop.
All reports out of New Zealand, this horse has come through that run at Alexandra Park really, really well. Finished second behind a horse called Monet. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a lot in terms of of who beat it, but it has come through the run super well. That was its first run for a little while, and the horse has pulled up fine. That's the important thing. Josh Dickey, when they come to town, you've got to respect them, and they wouldn't have speeding spur here unless he was close to Cherry Ripe. So, speeding spur, I think it's the class trotter in Australasia at the moment, Michael, and I certainly think it's going to be the horse to beat, but it's a distance trot race with a lot of class, so I do think, you know, anything could happen, but I think Speeding Spur at this stage has to be top pick.
Yeah, but there's value. This is an even race. There's value. Speeding Spur might be maybe the exception, but there's only 3 in single figures, and when you think the Boss Man's on the back of Glenferrie Typhoon.
Yeah, what about the Boss Man?
If Glenferrie Typhoon can hold the lead, the Boss Man's going to get a beautiful armchair. This is a horse that loves to sleep and turn off and then just give you that last finish. It corners beautifully.
It does.
So it's every shot. And then quite a moment, there's been huge reps for the Kiwi as well, who's now in Lance Justice stable. So there's not much you could... Oh, there's value everywhere.
Of course there is. And just on the Boss Man, super second last start, and a shout-out. Scotty Dyer and Ellen Tormey doing a super job with this horse, sort of flying the Victorian country flag a little bit in this race, Mick.
Yeah, they've been outstanding. Had a huge country cup season, like win at Horsham, Cobram and Yarra Valley. So the Boss Man, it's been one of the stories of the summer for mine.
What about the VHRSC Victoria Derby final, Group 1, 22.40 for three-year-olds? This race is worth $200,000, and Vincent was about $1 if you spoke to some people before the barrier draw. They thought it was just over the line. It's come up with barrier number 8, which is inside the back row, of course, and look, it's still going to be a very short price favourite, but I think Tab's got it at about $1.50 or $1.40, and it just becomes not invincible from that draw.
You'll get $1.40 at the moment, yeah, and the reality is everything's changed with the barrier draw. I mean, yes, Vincent is still a very good short price favourite, $1.40, but it's so that the reality is it's going to start in the inside of the second row. It's behind Rapper's Delight, another noted strong starter who's going to just blaze from the start, so it's not going to get that perfect armchair. Rapper's Delight will likely be crossed, every chance by Our Little General, who's drawn 2. Super horse for Emma Stewart and Chris Alford, who everyone's kind of forgotten about. I think it's $10, which is a juicy little price. Vincent might be three back the pegs, which just means Mark's going to have to pull it back and go around the entire field to find the front. That's a big, big ask. Great horse.
I think one of two things will happen. He'll either go back to last pretty quickly and just hook wide and work. He's not a, he doesn't sort of panic. He sort of angles back and then just comes off the fence. And he'll sit back and then make his move when he thinks he needs to. Or the other option, will he'll just steer off very, very quickly early doors. One thing I think is for certain, he's not staying anywhere near the fence.
If we look though, if we think he wants to steer out very quickly, let's just look at the horses on his outside. Emay Mac, a super chance. It's been outstanding, this three-year-old. Just outside it, B-Jack's Legend, the New Zealander who everyone likes. Blue Moon Rising, the Tritton horse, which was has been strong. And I think its form maybe a little bit indifferent of late before that. This was a super horse. And Moto Meteor, Mark Purton's other runner, it's also very strong. It's going to be a congested back line.
It will be. I think our little general charged forward from two, and there's a chance Emay Mac might try and trail it and get through, and then all of a sudden you could get the door become ajar for Vincent to get off the fence and end up in a really nice position one off the fence. But hey, it's all just who knows at this stage. But put it this way, if Vincent stays out of trouble, and this is why I think he'll go back and wide, if he stays out of trouble, I still think he wins. I mean, he was three and four wide for a lap in the heat, and at the end he looked like an open class star against a bunch of young horses. I thought the runner up was very good in that race in the heat. That was the horse down from Sydney, I think, Blue Moon Rising, and they absolutely gapped the rest of the field. So look, I think Vincent, I think he's clearly still the horse to beat. And if you get $1.50, $1.60, I actually think that's value, and I'm not one to take odds on.
Yep. Look, Blue Moon Rising is a star, so you're right. And Vincent did a number on him. Vincent's outstanding. I can't wait. I think this is going to be great, and I think every driver out there is going to know where Vincent is at all times. And I think it's going to be fascinating. There won't be any favours, but he may not need them. He did look just that good in the heat. So. Look, there's plenty to look forward to, and that's just three of the Group 1s. We've got two more Group 1s, the Alabar Ladyship Cup for one, and we've seen a Piccadilly Princess at the moment. That's race three. It's $1.45, largely possibly because it was drawn inside Beresari, which is $6.50. I talked to Gavin Lang just today. He thought if they were drawn inside the Piccadilly Princess, he could hold Mark Purden's horse out and potentially win. But the Piccadilly Princess being inside Beresari just makes it a little bit tougher for the Emma Stewart horse.
It's funny, Better Down Under's an MO, but it very nearly pipped a Piccadilly Princess two starts back. This horse is still capable, in my opinion. Better Down Under for Wayne Roan and Mick Stanley have been one of the best mares in Australia, and we're talking about a C7 MO at this stage. But I think Better Down Under, had it have drawn a bit better, I think it was going to be a serious chance. I still think it'll play a key role, but Gia Piccadilly Princess from that draw looks really hard to beat. What about the boys, Mick, for the Bonanza? And of course, it's worth noting, this is an automatic qualifier, race 9 for the Chariots of Fire, to be run at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, on February 11.
Yeah, well, Lazarus is $1.04, coach. So, look, Mark Poyden's horse was absolutely incredible in winning the Ainsbury Victoria Cup. It was a dominant horse. Unfortunately, its main rival, Hector JJ, galloped early, and so took him out of play. We didn't get to see that battle we would have loved to have seen, but it's hard to see Lazarus being too troubled to get this one, hence the $1.04 odds. You can get $1 to $1 the place if
there
you want to play it.
Bit of
safer.
Now, look, Mick, it's going to be a ripper. Finally, first race, 6 o'clock. There's an 11-race program. It's going to be a lot of fun. And thanks very much for your time tonight.